This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم the hadith tonight collection Imam Bukhari narrated to us by Anas. The theme of anti-oppression continues. This is a very famous hadith. I think I narrated two, three times a month on the minbar for with context, without context. It's just a very common one. But I think it's also important to contemplate it a little bit within the context of what we are experiencing. Where he says, عليه الصلاة والسلام, قال, انصر أخاك ظالما أو مظلوما. قال, فقالوا, يا رسول الله, هذا ننصره مظلوما, فكيف ظالما؟ فقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, تأخذ فوق يديه. So the wording here is really what I'm interested in, because you've heard the hadith before, but I'm interested in the wording. He said, he's talking to people, Anas is saying, he's telling people, you need to stand by your brother. They be oppressors or oppressed. So people said, this person, we will obviously stand by them when they're oppressed. Because that wasn't really a question for them. They didn't need Islam to tell them to do that one. They always did that one. They always, if they were oppressed, that was easy. The Arab did it when they were oppressors. The Arab would stand by their own when they were oppressors. No problem. This is the bad part of the culture. But it's there. You know, the Hamiyya, Faza. You ask them to come by. Even if you're wrong, they'll do it. But it was easy when your own was oppressed. That was easy. That didn't need teaching. That didn't need teaching. It didn't need any form of ethical rationalization. It didn't need preaching. It didn't need like a series of lectures or khutbas. It didn't need anything. That just happened naturally. Of course, if they're my own and they're oppressed, I know where I am. I know where I am at that point. At that point, it's just going to happen naturally. I do it when they're oppressors. When they're oppressed, it makes it easier for me. I don't feel bad as much. I wouldn't feel as bad. They've always just been whatever their tribes did, they would do. So the Prophet ﷺ never needed to teach the Sahaba to go and stand by the oppressed, because that came naturally to those people. But he had to teach them to learn how to do it when their own were oppressors. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, we know the peace when they're oppressed, but I thought you taught us that we shouldn't do this anymore when it came to Zalim. I thought you told us we don't just go and, you know, as long as they're amongst our own, we just go and participate. فَقَالَ, when he's an oppressor, تَأْخُذُ فَوْقَ يَدَيْهِ. And this is the term he uses. It's as if this person is going to oppress with their hands, and you come with your hands on top of theirs and you hold them. No, I'm not going to let you do it. I'm going to hold you by the hand so that you can't do it. I will stand there, and I'll be the barrier between you and your act of oppression. And I will prevent you from oppressing. تَأْخُذُ فَوْقَ يَدَيْهِ. It's a beautiful term. It's not that you fight, no, you go and you put yourself between them and their act of oppression, and you hold them down, and you refuse to let them oppress. The other one doesn't even need preaching. The other one just, it's natural. It's natural to any group of people. For us to be in a position where we have to be apologetic for supporting the oppressed is a level of hypocrisy and a level of just a complete lack of logic and rationale and clarity and ethicality that just blows one's mind. Where you just sit there and you don't know exactly what's happening. What realm am I in? What universe is this that I have to think twice before supporting someone who is oppressed, who's being oppressed for a very long time? Who the story of oppression is one of the simplest on the planet. It's one of the easiest ones there. It doesn't really require a PhD thesis. You don't have to be, you don't have to have a master's in political sciences to understand the simple act of oppression that occurred. And for us to have to be in a position where we are apologetic and scared and uncertain whether we can actually show them some solidarity or not. There is something fundamentally wrong. There is something fundamentally wrong with the world that we live in, and the society that we've allowed ourselves to kind of coexist with quietly, with the status quo just continuing. This didn't start October 7th. or beginning of this month, or beginning of this year, or beginning of this millennium. This has been going on for a long time, and we have not really done much about it. And I think it's worth taking a few moments and contemplating that. يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم انصر أخاك ظالما أو مظلوما قالوا يا رسول الله هذا ننصره مظلوما فكيف ظالما فقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تأخذ فوق يديه صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك الحمد لك شنو لا إله إلا أنت صرفت بريك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك نبينا محمد وعليه وسلم جزاكم الله خير بارك فيكم شيخ